Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm here every Sunday, and I appreciate those that do call in. And, you know, once again, we do have quite a few people that would like a quick reading with me. So let's stick to one question. And when you're on the air, please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from. So we'll go right to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Michael, and I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Michael. And what is your question today? Yeah.
Sure. So I'm almost 90 days into a new sales job, and everything's going well. With this sales job, I work remotely, so I can live anywhere in Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Idaho. So I'm looking at getting an RV and just kind of chasing 75 degrees. And
that's excellent.
And I was just kind of wondering kind of what you see in and around that happening. And, I mean, I've got good credit and stuff like that, so I'm not worried about that in that sense. But, you know, just kind of the RV and that, just that lifestyle for, I don't know, a year, 2 years? I don't know.
I see success. I see being on the move is going to, you know, it feels like it's going to really you know, create bigger goals along the way. So I feel like, you know, achieving this desire is actually, you know, going to help with your career path. So I do feel like it's going to be, you know, a learning lesson, but I also feel like you will have the sense of accomplishment. And in doing so, I feel like you'll probably do it for about 17, 18 months. So, and then you might settle in somewhere, but I do feel like it is a good road to travel.
Awesome. And because I was also planning on doing like a YouTube channel with this and just kind of, you know, on the road, mix it in a little bit and just kind of like a variety type of thing. And, you know, and just kind of who knows what direction that can go.
And also do TikTok, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have to learn that one.
Really, yeah. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, I do feel like, you know, once again, it seems like it's going to happen quite quickly. I see you signing contracts, like, within a matter of days. So is this something that you're going to address within the next couple weeks?
Well, unless there's such a deal that comes across my path, but my lease isn't up until August.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But if a deal comes, if something I can't pass up comes up, then, you know, I'm absolutely going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, because I feel like I keep getting quickly, but I did get the number 8, so I thought it was like, you know, days, but it could be in August, but I do see you signing contracts and agreements and everything going as planned. So I don't see any holdups or any delays or any interference.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move right along. And I swept up my cards, and I lost everybody. So one moment here. Okay, you're back. Okay. Hi, on the air.
Hi, it's Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, how can I help you?
Arizona. Well,
yeah.
My friend, I relocated here to a new area. I've been here 6 months, and she, we're in a group meeting on Zoom, and she started reaching out to me and, you know, just calling me and that kind of thing. Then we started conversations one-on-one and talking on the phone. And then this last group meeting we were in together, she was inviting this other woman to a music concert. And I said, well, how does one find out how to go to that? And she gave me the online address. But in our conversations together recently, she knows that I'm trying to meet people. She knows I'm trying to get out there. And I even said that. And I said, oh, my gosh, she was telling me how she was going to this picnic music festival. Why didn't she invite me? She's invited herself to my things, or, you know, verbally said, I want to go with you the next time you go to such and such place. Why didn't she? Because I made it real clear, you know, these are things that I like to go to. Why did she not invite me?
Well, I get that, you know, she seems to be playing a bit of a game with you. It seems that, you know, she does like you, but, you know, obviously I feel like she invited this other woman instead. And I just feel like, I know you're upset about it, but I feel like she's just being passive aggressive.
Did she think I didn't fit into her little, because she was invited by another woman, too, to that event. And did she think I didn't fit into her circle?
I feel like she didn't want you to take any attention off of her, so it does feel like there was some insecurity there.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of disturbed me. I'm in a new location making friends, and I just didn't understand that part of it. I could even ask her later on, you know, hey, I don't understand why I didn't get a direct invitation from you on that.
Well, once again, I'm sorry that happened. You know, there's an eclipse going on right now, and so it does affect us, and it just feels like your friend, you know, actually is, you know, actions speak louder than words. So, you know, it's probably a good idea, you know, to pull back and, you know, regroup yourself.
Yeah, I get you. Well, thank you. I'll listen to the rest of your show. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Okay. We're moving right along. Hi, Yana.
Hi, Robin. This is Yana. This is Yana in Fort Lauderdale. How are you?
Your name again?
I'm Diana in Fort Lauderdale. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. How can I help today?
Well, still in a crisis situation. I need a place to live, and I applied for a unit. I have not received an answer. It's been a couple weeks already. She said it might take as many as 3, but I wonder what you get from this.
Yeah, I get, you know, 3 weeks, and it does feel like there's victory coming up, and I do see a good fortune, and I do see pleasure. I just get that, you know, you're going through a lot of sadness right now, and you're feeling like failure, and sometimes you get angry at the situation. But I do
see,
you
know. No, I just think it's the end of life. I'm afraid it's the end of life, because I do have some other, you know, serious stuff going on. So having a home will give me the enthusiasm to go forth with an operation and, you know, overcome it.
Yeah, I do feel like you will overcome it, and it does feel like there's a lot of victory coming up for you in regards to a home and security. So, and I do feel like you are going to be you know, hearing from them, I got, you know, the number 3 too, so they said 3 weeks. It does feel like they're being truthful with you, and it says that that there's victory coming up. So it seems like, you know, you just have to focus on the positive, because it says that right now, even though you're going through a lot of challenges, that you're very psychic and very intuitive yourself. So, you know, use that to your advantage by manifesting and visualizing it and, you know, accepting it as it already happened.
Thank you very much, Robin. God bless you. I'll call again.
All right. My pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bless you.
Hi,
it's Robin.
Hi, Robin. It's Amla. I got cut off the last time. How are you?
I'm good, Amla. So, yeah, what is your question today?
Thanks for taking the call. So I'm actually going on a retreat June 1st. It's in Florida. And
okay.
I really feel like I have a feeling I'm going to meet somebody really, because it took me two minutes for me to decide I'm going to take this trip. It didn't take long at all. I knew I had to go. Yeah. So I was just wondering what you feel about that, or meeting somewhere else. I don't know. What do you feel for the month?
Yeah, I get all good cards around it. I see success. I do see you meeting a man that could be a bit younger than you, but he's mature.
Okay.
I do see, you know, money being good and secure. I do see that it seems like it's going to be beneficial. I get a learning lesson. And I get, once again, I get quickly. So are you taking it in a matter of days? Is it happening this month? Oh, you said June 1st.
Yeah, it's June 1st. Mm-hmm. It's a month from today. Yeah, it's a month from here. Could it be before then, are you saying, or then?
Well, I talked in contracts. So did you have to sign an agreement or something, or put a deposit down or something like that?
He probably at the hotel. The only thing I can think of is me staying at the hotel to make sure everything goes through. Other than that, everything's set, because the retreat
Okay, great. Yeah, because then it could be that this might lead you to work opportunity, because I keep getting contracts. So if that doesn't make sense or fit to today's reading, then it could be coming up for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. And so you feel like I'm going to meet somebody there, though?
Yeah, you're going to meet somebody, but I also feel like you're going to also do meet other people. Some other opportunities are coming up. It seems to be work-related.
Okay, that makes complete sense. All right, cool. I'm so excited. I'll keep you posted, Robin. I appreciate this.
Please do. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to move along, and the switchboard is on. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is the second Lisa calling in today.
Okay, and who am I?
And
you are?
From the Midwest. From the Midwest.
Your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa, nice to meet you. Okay, and what is your question?
Nice to meet
today?
You. Thank you. Yes, I wonder, do you see me finding a condo like later this year? I had a roof leak, and it happened in October, and they couldn't fix it until they patched it up as they could. But then they have to, like, do the wood underneath, and then there's a couple other things that I don't know if it's related, but I'm going to have them look at that when they do the roof. And she said once the weather improves, it's been very, very bad here in Illinois, and it has to be at least 50, but it should be like that in the next couple weeks where it starts getting sunny and things. Do you see this getting done soon in May so that I can get it painted and, you know, fixed, you know, later from the ceiling from the painter? And then I can look. I feel like I have to go that route instead of looking now, you know, first.
Yeah, I get probably in the next 4 weeks that it'll be complete. So, you know, I know you said weeks, but I felt like it was probably going to be the end of the month that it was going to be complete. So the work will be done this month. And I do see you finding a home. I feel like you're going to start looking probably the third week of May, and it could take another 4 weeks before you find the right place, but I do see you meeting your goal.
Oh, you really think? Well, I got to get this painted too, and I have to wait a few weeks with a few rains just to make sure that's okay, and that's a ceiling, you know, repair. You can never, like, sell like that. I want to buy first and then sell immediately, like, you know, because if you can move in by 3 weeks, then I can put it on the market right away once I, you know, move. So
right.
Do you see this place selling good too, like if I buy something later this year, which
yeah.
I sure hope.
No, I feel like the timing is right to sell. I feel like you'll get a good deal and a good opportunity, and it's a, you know, you'll find the right place to move to. So it does feel like the timing is good and everything's going to fall into place.
Okay, because I looked for a couple of years and now things got more expensive, so it's going to be more. I'm retired of an outlay of cash, but I guess it's just the way it is. My place went up, but also the places where I'm looking went up, and you know, I still feel like it's really the right thing to do, and it's an investment. I mean, not to go overboard, you know, people going crazy. It's not like that in
right.
Illinois, but, you know, it's still a bit more. But I feel like it's really the right thing in the right time. Like, I just, this
yeah.
place is okay, but I could do a lot better, you know, kind of like.
Yeah, right. It's I do feel you finding another home, you know, this year, and it seems like, you know, in the summertime that there is going to be, you know, some big transactions taking place that you're going to be really happy with. I see you being really confident and getting what you really want and, you know, being happy with the deal and it going through. So that's what I'm seeing coming
Why
up.
Why do you think
you know?
It didn't go through, though, for so long? I looked for like a year and a half and nothing really happened, you know, at the time that I looked. Maybe it just wasn't the right timing before?
Yeah, I feel it's the right timing that you're, you know, being proactive right now.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to stay on and listen if that's okay.
All right.
Thank you, Robin.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye. Right along.
Oh,
hi,
I am so happy you took my call.
Hi, who's this?
Michelle from Florida.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, how can I help today?
Well, I don't even know where to start. I don't know who to trust, my mom or my brother. And I think my mother's telling me the truth. My brother, who I just met a few years ago, I found after all these years, my mother gave him up for adoption. But anyways, he sent me a gift in the mail. I was talking to him, and I told him I wanted to try these new vitamins for my rheumatoid, and because I'm just desperate to find a relief, you know, because I'm in my end stages. And so he sends me the gift of the vitamins, but it has the address, is his address at a UPS mailbox, but it's got my mom's name on it. And I was like, and my mom called me like a week before that and said that my brother looks like he tried to take out a loan in her name. I was like, oh my God, you know, so I'm like, why would I get a gift in the mail that my brother was sending me, but it has my mother's name on the package. It says D. Bearden. It doesn't have her first name, Darlene. It just says D. Bearden. So I'm like, what do you see with all that, you know?
It sounds like he's very tricky, and it sounds like he's a con artist, and I feel like you should, you know, be careful of dealing with him. I feel like, you know, once again, he sent it to your mom's name because, you know, it seems like, you know, he wanted to kind of believe his buy or have that, him thinking that that would support his, you know, application, you know, so I feel like, you know, once again, it seems to verify the address or something along those lines. But I feel like, you know, he's not going to get away with it, thank goodness, but it does feel like it's somebody that, you know, is, you know, very immature is what I get. And it seems like he's really angry. You know, he's not over the fact that he was given up.
Oh, but I'm like, you know, I couldn't believe. But there were some things that when I first met him that made me think that my mom was telling the truth, because like he's like, oh, yeah, I'll pay for dinner, but then he takes off to the bathroom. Or I'll pay for your gas. We'll go to Panama and I'll pay for your gas. But he never paid for the gas. and then leaves me hanging, you know what I mean? Or leaves me and my boyfriend with the bill. And so I kind of felt like my mom was telling the truth. And even though I think when my mom was dealing with scammers herself, but I think she was so upset over her husband dying that she wasn't in her right frame of mind. And I feel like she might be in her right frame of mind now because she was warning me about him.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, take heed, and it's probably a good idea to, you know, distance yourself from him because, you know, he's not in his right state of mind. And it's, you know, somebody that, you know, is very angry and manipulative and, you know, a con artist, and nobody that you need in your life.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm like, okay, is he going to steal from me? Is he going to try to take something out in my name? And, you know, so it's got me kind of really scared now, you know. It's really kind
right.
of sad because I really wanted my brother in my life, you know what I mean? It's really depressing.
Right.
And but anyways, any other spiritual messages? I just love you. I tell you, I talked to you years ago, and you're just always spot on.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, that's what I'm doing today, Michelle. So thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
Okay, bye-bye now. Okay, we're going to move along. Hi.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, and I just wanted to know what's coming up.
Where are you calling
from? Regarding relationship. Oh, I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, okay, great. All right. What would you like to know?
Relationship. I want
okay.
to know in my love life.
Yeah, I do feel like there is somebody that you're going to be spending time with. Once again, I get that he could be younger than you. I know that, you know, once again, you know, age is a number, so I don't feel he's much younger, but I do feel like he is mature. I see him as divorced. I see him as new, somebody new that you haven't met yet. I'm also feeling like there's somebody from the past that's going to try to reconnect with you. I don't feel like you're going to reconnect romantically, but I do feel that there is somebody that's been thinking about you, and it does feel like he could be involved. But I see him reaching out, and I see him wanting to, you know, extend a friendship. I don't feel like that's going to be the relationship that becomes romantic. It seems that the divorced man that I see coming in, and it seems like it's probably going to be May time period, or it could be 5 months. But I do feel like you are going to meet somebody that is your next relationship. So I feel like you're going to be happy, and I do see you spending a great deal with them too.
Okay. Do you have any description of this new person?
I just feel like it's somebody new. I'm getting someone, so I'm not getting a physical description today, but we could do an in-depth reading. You know, see if anything else comes through. But that's what I'm picking up today.
Definitely, definitely. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move right along.
Oh, you've already talked to me. It's Lisa from Arizona. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, no worries. Okay, I appreciate the call. So have a wonderful rest. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
So that was a great show.